Number 43 in the game program, number one in your heart.
Passes off to Thanasis, who rocks the rim of Antetokounmpo style right there.
All Thanasis, all the time.
Thanasis has it on the near wing. He's crossing over. Going to work. Takes it in. Powers it up and in.
Thanasis Adetokounmpo sits down for honest and fun conversations.
He's going to drive inside right to the rack. Stuffs it down with a one-hand jam. Thanasis.
This is Thanalysis.
Hey man, welcome to another episode of the Analysis Show. This is rapidly moving. We're moving. We're creating content. We're creating shows, interviews after interview. I like this. I'm enjoying this, and I think it's getting bigger and bigger. And thanks to you guys again. Thank you guys so much. Like, you guys have been amazing in every platform, from listening, from the audio side of it to YouTube. Like, you guys are amazing, and socials. Like, and thank you guys. And I like it. Let's keep it going. What you got for me today, Tony?
Want to start off with a question. You get to swap lives with one celebrity for one day. Who is that person going to be, and what are you going to do that day?
Who's the first person who comes in mind? Is The Rock, like Dwayne Johnson. And just to see, like, you know, I'm a big work ethic guy, right? I'm a big, like, basketball, this business, come in, shoot a podcast or show, then go run back on the plane, go, you know, on the road, like all these things. So I would love to see his work ethic. First of all, I think he's like, the way he, you know, him lifting, keeping up with his like nutrition diet, and you know, his body, then shooting movies, then creating all this content, and just being an ambassador to so many companies, and having all these businesses. So that would be interesting to see him. Yeah.
Would you rather have a pet tiger or a pet penguin?
I'd rather have a pet tiger or a pet penguin. I think a pet tiger. It is more maintenance, though. Like, it's more like work to upkeep and stuff like that. But I think a pet tiger is way cooler, I think. You know, and feed all the cats, by the way. Don't put me out there. Feed all the cats. And I don't know, I'm not the... What was it? What was the show? It was called Tiger King. Was that the show? Like, yeah, no. But I'll definitely, if I could, there's one of the, I think pet tiger would be one of them.
So on game day, Donovan Mitchell was on, and he has a game day routine up to the second. What he's doing up to tip off. What is the Thanasis game day routine?
No, there's nothing like much crazy. I mean, I think wake up in the morning, just walk around a little bit. You know, 10-15 minutes. Then head to practice, shoot around a little bit, go through the plays, go through the matchups, see what we're playing, game plan. Then after that, do my routine from shooting spots, dribble, whatever that might be the case, whatever I'm working on. Then hit the weight room after shoot around, then hit the table, treat my table, stretch, get my body right, go home, or get in my, I call it chamber, but get in my chamber, just stay for 2-3 hours, you know, and get ready. Get in my Dragon Ball Z chamber and get ready for another 2-3 hours and get out. That's it. I mean, and then there is another game routine, but I'm not going to put that on. I'm not going to talk about that on the pod.
And then the last one in today's four quarters, in the documentary that Improbable Media put out with Amazon recently, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
Yeah.
There's the story of the flight that you and Giannis take to the U.S., into New York, for the draft in 2013.
Yeah.
Everyone has talked about that flight except you. I want to know what you remember from that flight to New York for your brother's draft.
You know, there's a reason I haven't talked about it. Like, that is, I mean, not specific reason, but it's a reason that, because I was like, you know, it was a lot of tension in the documentary, and nobody tells you about this, but you don't feel very comfortable when people just come in and say like, hey, tell me about this, talk to me about that. So I was like, kind of a little bit more reserved when it came to about the, you know, the experience and the day. I don't think it was everything, you know. I was happy, I was excited, I was scared, you know. Jumping on the plane, going to somewhere, mind you, this is the first time I ever leave the continent, going to say, oh, okay, I'm going to like overseas, basically how we say overseas, going to the States. But it was a It was an amazing day. It was one of those. It was a week that changed our lives, and But then I remember, like, everything was new, you know, just business class, this, that. I didn't even know. I thought every plane was like that, to be honest with you. I thought every plane, like, it was my first time, it was one of my first times flying. Like, I didn't know if that this was different, you know? And mind you, like, the first class, because, you know, in overseas, you don't have this alcohol limit or anything like that. So they would be like, oh, you want some pain? You want this? And the first time, I was like, no, we're kids, you know, we don't want to drink and stuff like that. But it was something that I remember, and not that I remember it. I remember like every kind of moment of it, but even the feeling, you know, sitting in the seats, sitting next to each other, like we couldn't sleep. It was just like, oh, you know. Usually now when I get on flights, especially overseas flights, I'm out. You know, I'm not gonna stay up. I'm out. It's 9 hours flight. So, but I remember that flight. We just stayed up and just looking at everything, and oh my God, look how many movies they have. It was clicking and clicking, and it was fun, man.
Four Quarters on Thanalysis is presented by Carbliss, Wisconsin's own premium handcrafted cocktails.
We have a very special guest. All our guests are special.
Oh my God, all our guests are special.
But if you're a fan of Wisconsin sports and football,
first of all, if you're a fan of Wisconsin sports, Green Bay, stand up. Hey, it's your one and only, your boy, Jordan Love. Hope you guys enjoy the interview. Hey, welcome to another episode of Analysis. You guys have been amazing. For people who are listening, man, the audio is crushing it out. We just reached 100,000 downloads. You guys are amazing. It's crazy. YouTube, I see the comments, I see everything. You know, I try to be you guys the creme de la creme of guests and the most special like people in the world. But you know what? Today is somebody really, really, really special. And you know, we got to give him the basketball intro, our intro. I'm laughing because like, this is one of those guys who I really believe are going to be the pillars for Wisconsin sports and for the community and what they're going to do for Milwaukee, and not just Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you know, the whole state. So I'm hype about this. From Bakersfield, California. Wearing number 10, the now quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love.
I like it. Great intro.
You like that?
That was good.
Man, first of all, I appreciate you for doing this. I appreciate Jordan Love for showing some love to the pod, to the show. Mm-hmm. Man, how do you feel now? Like, okay, you're in this thing. I said this about the pillar of the community, and you know, we'll talk about it a little bit more later, but, and you're only 25, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remind me so much of my brother and the same situation of like, okay, make a couple of decisions and I'm being put in this position to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you feel about this? How do you?
No, it's awesome. It's it's definitely a blessing just to be here, to be in the NFL, obviously like you, to make it to the highest level in your sport. It's awesome and it's a blessing. So just that alone is awesome. Then obviously, you know, you add, being a Green Bay Packer and being in Wisconsin and, you know, all the cool things that come with, you know, the tradition and legacy over there. And it's special. So like I said, it's a blessing. I'm very grateful for it. But we live in the dream right now, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're definitely living the dream, and you're mm-hmm. making people believe as well in that dream. Do you... Is it what's been the toughest part? I mean, obviously, you get thrown in this position and you like are rolling, bro. Like mm-hmm. that's what we like. We just seeing you and mind you, I've only watched like 5-6 games in my whole life football because you know I'm not from here and football is not a first sport as a come from overseas. But man, you know, seeing your stats, seeing you rolling and not shying from the opportunity and you guys was kind of in the similar situation. You know, with us, you're trying to figure it out at some point, right? And if I'm not mistaken, like, during the season, you guys was kind of like, when it comes to wins, it was like 2-5, mm-hmm. And you just got on the roll.
Turn it around.
Yes.
Man, there was a lot that went into that. You know, obviously, every season is different. You have adversity throughout every season. So, you know, at that point, like you said, 2-5 throughout the start, it was tough. But we were such a young team. in so many areas on our team. So we knew it was going to be a journey and a process. And all those games we had were such close games. That was the crazy part. It was like a couple score games that we could have won, a couple plays here and there. But it was a journey we were able to turn around. But, yeah, man, it's like I said, what was the first part you asked me?
No, the first part was like, How do you say, okay, this is, how do I step in? And did you feel nervous?
Yeah.
Did you feel like?
Nah, man, it was, I mean, there's nerves. There's always nerves that come with it. But I feel like that the football is the easy part, man. That's what we do. That's what we're trained to do. And I've been doing that my whole life. But obviously the part that comes with it, you know, being a first round draft pick, sitting on the bench for 3 years, being behind Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest, you know, do it. And then obviously, you know, stepping in and having my opportunity. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of nerves that come with it. But, man, the way I looked at it was I'm grateful. Like I said before, I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I took every day and ran with it and tried to make the most of it. And, you know, I tell myself all the time, like people say all the time, NFL not for long, man. So you have one shot to do it and one shot to make the most of it. So I just go out there and have fun with it and don't try and put any added pressure on myself and just enjoy being in this moment. And like people say, treat every day, you know, put my feet in it and just focus on right now, the present. Being in a moment and enjoying it,
man. But that's actually a question. That's actually my brother probably answered the same. Like, just be in the moment and enjoy the process. And then you said about Aaron Rodgers. I think first of all, and this is just me, right? And I'm not into like I don't know you guys' relationship. I don't know personally Aaron Rodgers or anything like that. But if it's like the way you answered the question, you said, you know, you talked about him, that despite of like, you know, all this comparison and the kind of like. You guys probably have a great relationship,
yeah.
Right?
No, we do. We have a great relationship. Obviously, I was in the quarterback room with him, and when you're in that room together, you know, you're there every day for multiple hours a day. So, you know, you build a relationship with everybody that's in that room, the quarterbacks and the quarterback coaches. So it's awesome, you know, to have that bond. But, no, we have a good relationship. And like you said, the comparisons, that's always going to happen. The media is always going, you know, compare everybody in the league and, you know, want to compare all the situations, things like that. So, man, I don't focus on that stuff. But me and Aaron definitely got a, you know, a good relationship.
Yes, sir. What are the things as a as a quarterback? Like, if you could talk to all these young quarterbacks now and people coming in, what is the top three things you'd be like, okay, this is the things you got to know or master?
There's so many things, man. There's so many things. I say at a young level, like, just focus on the fundamentals, man, of footwork, you know.
Yes.
Because you see so many guys nowadays trying to master the cool throws that they see, like Aaron and Patrick Mahomes doing. It's like, man, you gotta focus on the basics first. You know, focus on that footwork, on your fundamentals of how you're throwing the ball. Make sure all that's good, and then you can, you know, start focusing on those cool plays and doing all those crazy things. But obviously, reading the defense, things like that, that you think is simple, but man, I learned from college to the NFL. I learned so much more that, you know, you think in college you got it all figured out. And you get to the NFL and you're like, man, I learned so much more just about defense and schemes and little things that just take your game to the next level. And then I would say just, you know, being a leader, being, you know, a team guy and someone that, you know, other people get along with, because, you know, you're the quarterback, you're kind of the voice of the team, and, you know, you're one of the main leaders of the team. Kind of that gets thrown at you. You know, you have no say-so about that. So just being one of the guys, man, just enjoying it, have fun. But I'll definitely say for the young quarterbacks, just the fundamentals, man. Just get back to those basics and, you know, being able to read with your feet, doing different things like that, and let all the cool plays come later and the sidearm throws and all the crazy stuff that you see some of those top guys doing. Let that stuff come later.
Yeah. Has there ever been any play that caught you by surprise? Like, any play that's like, man, this is the NFL, like, it's different? Or, you know, like, how did that even happen?
Man, there are so many plays that happen. I say, really, just my first experience of it was, I say, rookie year. Getting there, going to training camp, and really just being able to see Aaron and Devontae, man. It was just the connection they had. But just seeing some of the plays they would make, I was like, man, this is cool.
This is like, you see it on TV,
you watch it in the games, and then you get there and you see it live, and you're like, man, okay, these dudes are really good. And then, obviously, you get in the game and you know, the crazy part is you see all the media and the way people talk about sports, and they make things look so easy, and the way they talk about certain players. And then when you're out there, man, you I have so much respect for everybody that's in the league because of how good they are. And I'm sure you would know the same thing. Oh, yeah. But
100%.
Everybody that's here is.
They make it look so easy. Oh, yo, why is this guy there? Not this guy. What? Mm-hmm. Bro, it's not that easy.
Bro, everybody's the best of the best. So you see it and you go against some of these guys, you're like, okay, man, it's cool to watch these guys. And I got a lot of respect for everybody because, you know, just being there, you know how hard it is to make it to the highest level. So I always have a lot of respect. But it's very cool to see some of the best players, you know, going out there and making plays and doing the crazy things that I grew up watching on TV.
Yes, my man. You know what's so crazy? Do you work out with your like wide receiver? Is that the position, right? That's the name, right?
Yeah, wide receivers.
Yeah. Do you work out with them at all?
So, you know, once in NFL, like once the season's over, everybody kind of goes their own way and goes to wherever they stay in the off season and do their off season training. So, throughout that time, usually after OTAs, I'll try and get, you know, most of the group of receivers, tight ends, running backs, try and get a good amount of those guys out to, you know, just throw. But, you know, throughout the offseason, if guys are staying out here in California, because that's where I do most of my training, you know, I'll hit them up and get out there and do some work together. Yeah. But, no, that's cool. But that's the cool thing. Everybody kind of goes and does their own thing and goes their own ways and gets ready for the season in their own time. So it's cool.
Do you guys travel together or you go like, okay, guys, I'm going to be in L.A., come through, let's throw here.
In the offseason?
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, so I'll be out here and I'll hit guys, you know, when we go back for OTAs, I'll come up with a date and be like, yo, if you guys want to get out there, this is when we're trying to get everybody out and set that up. Last year was my first year doing that, so it was kind of all over the place trying to figure that out. This year I'll have a better plan of what we're going to do, get some cool things going with the guys once we get out here.
And again, I don't want to interrupt, but is there any, like, pressure on...
No, I think...
I got to get there.
Like, I got to do this.
I feel the same way when we tell the team, like, hey, guys, we're doing training camp in Greece or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, is there any, like, okay, I got to host, I got to...
It's always pressure that comes with it, but I think at the same time, it's a cool thing to do. You know, like I said, this opportunity isn't for long. So you got to, you know, take advantage of this and enjoy spending that time with the guys when they come out in the offseason and be able to do some, you know, cool things that you don't get to do in Green Bay. That is true.
That's what we love. I think one of those things that we get the team and was like, okay, we practice from like Monday to Thursday, whatever, and then the weekend is off. It doesn't matter what we do. I don't care how you guys feel. We're going to the islands. Mm-hmm. We're doing this, and we get there for 2 weeks, and they love it. You know, they're like, okay, this is our thing. Come to California, you do this. What is there something specifically? Like, even in the game, everybody has their own pregame. What's your pregame?
Whew. Man, I'm not very superstitious, so I don't have, like, a... I mean, I have a routine.
What's your routine? I'm sorry. Yeah.
You know, I usually come in, I listen to music, do that whole deal. I start stretching. You know, I take about a good 30, 45 minutes just to stretch, roll out, do that whole deal. And then, you know, I usually like to hit the field, go throw. That's my biggest superstition. I have to throw. Some guys don't throw before the game, which is... crazy to me.
What?
Yeah, so I got to get out there, throw for at least 15 minutes, you know, just get my arm loosened up. You're still lost about guys? Yeah.
Some guys don't throw. What does that mean? Like, it's equivalent, I'm assuming it's equivalent some guys maybe shooting threes
going out there and shooting around before the game.
And don't shoot at all.
So that's me. I got to go out there and throw. Okay. Come back in the locker room. You know, get my ankle tape, start getting ready, and then I kind of try and go back over the script, you know, our call sheet, what we have for the game, just, you know, relock into those plays. But I like to sit there, listen to music, put a towel over my head, try and just, you know, meditate a little bit, you know, a little bit of mental talk, just talk to myself and get myself ready for the moment, man.
Man, that's dope. That's dope. I appreciate you saying that with us. It's always, you know, we don't want you to give any secrets of the trade, any tricks of the trade, stuff like this to other guys. But I'm like 6'6", 230, something. What position do you think I would play?
You?
Playing, yeah.
You say you're 6'6", 230?
6'6", 22. No, championship way is 230.
Man, see, right now, looking at you, you'd probably be a receiver. Being 6'6", you're a very tall guy, 230, that's you'd be a big receiver. You'd be like a Megatron, you know, like a...
Really?
Yeah. That'd be your type. But if you were playing football, they probably have you bulk up a little bit. You could go out there and play tight end or something.
Tight end.
If you could block. I don't know.
I'm physical. Yeah, I'll definitely try to, like... hit guys and get them out there. Yeah, 400%.
I put you a receiver, throw you a couple jump balls, man.
I'll try. You know what? I've never been in the Lambo. And I have to, right? And the other thing I want to ask you is like, what is this Lambo leap?
That's crazy. I haven't done the Lambo leap, so I wouldn't know.
So
no, the Lambo leap. So look at it. So we obviously Lambo, that's stadium, and then mm-hmm. we have there's a wall. I don't even know how tall the wall is, but it's up there. And obviously that's where our fans are. So you know, when you score a touchdown, you go up there and you Lambo leap. You jump into the crowd. And you know the fans, they grab you, and you know they're going crazy. People taking pictures, so it's a cool moment. That's it's dope. A very special moment. I haven't done it yet, so I wouldn't know. But the wall is pretty tall, so I don't know. I'm sure
you just man, you
jump for a living, so I'm sure you get up there.
Yeah, you probably might at some point. Are you? I mean, the way you're playing and everything.
I'll get up there. But I've seen guys miss and not get up there. I'm not going to name any names who it is, but I've seen guys jump and not make it up there. So the wall, that's what I'm just trying to say. The wall is pretty high.
It's man, pretty high. So what's life on the road for for NFL like mm-hmm. guys? Like, is it like us? Like we go on mm-hmm. the road. I mean, we play a lot of games too. Yeah. Like we go on the road and. You get to like maybe go for a coffee or do something, walk around sightseeing, or
it's a little bit different, man. It's a little bit different than basketball. So we'll go on the road. We'll, you know, a Sunday game. We'll fly out Saturday about 1 o'clock. Get there about 4 or 5. If we have a night game, we won't have night meetings that night. So you kind of have the night to yourself. You can go do dinner, do things like that. Whatever you want to do. Most guys just go grab a bite to eat. If they got family, they'll visit with them. And then you obviously have curfew like 11 o'clock, wake up next curfew. Day, have meetings. Oh, yeah, we got curfew. And then if we got, say we got, you know, a 12 o'clock
game. I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but we're grown men.
Yeah, man, hey, you on a team trip, though.
No, I get
it's
team,
different.
The team trip, you know what
different.
I mean? Like
basketball, NFL, is different, man. It's different. Okay. I say it's different because we have so many more players on the team that, you know, it's probably harder to look after a full team and things like that. And then, like I said, we have a noon game or something like that. We'll have meetings. So we'll get there. You have a little bit of free time. Go get some dinner. But you have meetings at, say, 8 o'clock at night.
8 o'clock at night?
Yeah, have about an hour of meetings. And then snack and go to bed. So, yeah.
Snack, go to bed.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's different to you guys. We don't have as much free time. And then right after the game, too, I don't know if you guys stay after the game. Right after the game, we leave. You get on the plane.
It just depends because you don't want to get a flight and get, let's say if it's a West Coast trip,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to go and get there at 4 o'clock in the morning. You need to get your rest and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the question I would ask is like, I get that, but for us either way, it's simple. Like as a grown man, if you go out or you're doing all these extra activities mm-hmm. on your own and you're not ready to perform, mm-hmm. all right, next. It ain't no, it's 100%.
100%.
It's not like
at the same time,
I gotta keep you.
Yeah. No, we are professional athletes. We all know, you know, what we're there for, what we're getting ready to do. And, you know, the end of the day, you gotta go up and perform the next day. So I think guys all have that mindset, but I think it's more of just a curfew, like make sure everybody's back in the hotel at a certain time.
Okay.
Things like that. But yeah, man, you miss curfew. You gonna see a fine. You're gonna see that fine.
It should be normal. Like, who wants to look back? Who wants to come back like late?
100%.
Like, even if you don't have a curfew, who is that a good look?
It all comes back to being a pro.
Yeah.
You know, handling your business the right way. You know, understanding that you're there for a reason. You're there to play a game. And, you know, just taking care of business.
What about family? Can you bring up, you know, mom, dad, like, sister, brothers, like, or like kids, whatever, on the road? Or no, it's just you?
No. We fly as a team. You know, we fly on a plane, we charter a plane, so it's pretty packed, though. We have the mm-hmm. whole team on there, the staff and everybody, but it's not like you can bring family or anybody on the plane with us.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. That gets tricky.
Yeah, so we fly there as a team, and then obviously once people get there, you can get them into the hotel, and we'll have a family section, things like that, but rooms off limits. You know, we got cameras in the room, so or not in the rooms, but in the hallway, so you can't be bringing people up. We got security in the hallway, so it's... Man, it's
is this a basketball team or is this AAU? This is college.
It's different, man. I tell you, it's basketball, football.
I love it. I'm learning. This is why I created the podcast. I'm just learning about the culture and
Yeah, man.
It's interesting. It's amazing. You know what? I respect your time. I know you gotta leave and stuff like that. But they've been asking all the fans like always do. You know, I always do this like. Animal facts, and I want to see if you know any of them. Be honest, you don't have to know any of them. So, and you know, I'm going to give you, it's true or false. And you got to be like, oh, that's true or that's false. Okay. A grizzly bear bite can crush like a bowling ball?
A bowling ball?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say true, because I don't want no problems with a bear, man. I believe they got some powerful strength over there. But it's true. See, there we go.
Like a bear's bite, grizzly bear bite, can crush a bowling ball.
That's crazy.
So when I see comments online going like, "Oh my God, if I could find that bear, bro, do you understand?
Nah.
What does that mean?
I'm gonna run. I'm gonna just run. No, you're not outrunning a bear.
Okay, so you got one. That's 1-0. True or false? Mm-hmm. Dolphins sleep with like one eye open.
I'm going to say false. I don't think anybody sleep with an eye open.
It's actually true.
It's true?
It's true. They have, like, so basically the thing was, like, they have evolved to have awareness, and they just, like, so they know what was going on around them.
In case someone attacks them.
Yeah, and they sleep like this, basically.
I couldn't do it. They're not getting good rest. I know that.
Not getting good rest. I gotta sleep with, like, I remember my mom one time, she walked in my room, she was like, why is it so dark here? But like, everything has to be dark and a little bit cold. Like, I got to literally not
dark,
move.
Dark, cold, I need blackout curtains, all that.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's crazy that everybody has their own, like, sleeping kind of partners. But again, going to back, I would love to finish the show with, like, what is something that you feel like, either a quote or something that gets you going every day that says, like, hey, this is what gets me every day. This is what, how you get inspiration from. You know, I want to leave the audience, people are listening, people are watching, with something to feel like, hey, this is something he listens to, like, that could get me going as well in anything they do, not only sports, in life. You know?
Man, I think just something I live by, man, is, you know, thinking back to when I was a kid, looking up to NFL players, NBA players, just people that have made it to professional sports and always wanted to be there and dreaming of that moment. And one thing I do, man, I just wake up and literally tell myself that I'm grateful to be here in this position, and try and make the most of that. Because I think it's easy to get caught up in, you know, you change and now people recognize you. And it's easy to get caught up in not trying to be bothered by some people and things like that. So I always got to remind myself that it's a blessing to be here. It's grateful. Yeah. And at the same time, you know, we now become that inspiration that, you know, kids are looking up to and striving to be and dreaming to be. So I always got to remind myself to just be humble, embrace the opportunity I have right now and be grateful for it and try and, you know, make the most of it every day, because it's hard. You got to choose to wake up and go get it and go train and do all the little things that's going to take you to that next level. But just to always be grateful for it, man.
Yes, sir. That's an amazing answer. I you know what? I kind of had the feeling about you, me and Jan and the family, but this you interview you, if, I feel like more sort of like this guy is a great kid and he's really going to do the, like, everything he can maximize his opportunity that he's given and for the city and Wisconsin, man. And the second last question, because they're going to ask, like, when are you coming to Greece?
When are you taking me out there, man? Come on. After O'Teen, what's up? Get out there.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for coming to the pod. Guys, the podcast is in the end. I know it was a quick one. We could have went for 2 hours, but I have so much respect for Jordan. I want to, like, let him get out of here. But again, guys, subscribe, like, comment, let us know. Go follow him, spam his socials, Jordan Love, Instagram, everything. Follow him. He's having an amazing journey. Oh, my God. And again, let's finish with this Boxing 6. We're going to playoff run.
Yes, sir. I'll be down there for the playoff games, man.
Exactly. There. Green Bay, stand up. We're on the playoff run. Mm-hmm. You got something special here. So, again, thank you guys. See you the next time. Ciao.